Hi, everybody. This is Rem, and welcome to Module 3 of the Top Practices Goal Setting and Business Development Workshop. So Module number 3 is the first of 2, 3, and 4, which we're going to be focused exclusively on the Top Practices Goal Setting Worksheets, which, of course, have been attached in this particular module, and you can use them. So we're going to start first with, let's just kind of recap for a moment. You know, in the very beginning opening session, what I talked about was the fact that we want to do this over the summer. We want to take our time. We want to do this really well so that by the time we hit the fall, which is usually when things start really heating up, we'll know our plans. We'll know what our goals are. And when we meet each other and together at the summit, we'll be able to talk about this really comfortably with a real sense of confidence and knowledge about where we're headed. And then on New Year's Eve, you can say, you know what? I know exactly what my plan has been for the last quarter and what it is for the entire ensuing year. And won't that feel great? Then we talked about your why. And you should be really coalescing now around why it is that you're doing any of this. Why do you go to, what is it that drives you, that fills you with a sense of mission and a passion? What is it for you? And that, of course, can be, you know, the large question, but it can also be smaller whys for certain things that you want to achieve. So what's your why? You should know that by now. And you should have completed, and I hope you have, and if you haven't, do that first, the deceptively simple yet extremely powerful tool for getting organized, because that's going to make a very big difference in your focus and ability to do these next two exercises, or actually one exercise, broken up into two different sections over a period of a month, actually, really well. Okay, so that's where we stand right now. And remember, you have your top 10 things that you really are your top 10 goals, and you should really know what your top three are that you want to get done in the next 12-week period. Remember that, but now let's move on. So this exercise starts with the goal setting worksheets. And the very first thing it's going to talk about is the focusing question. That, again, it comes from Gary Keller in his book, The One Thing. And it's this question: what is the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else is easier or unnecessary? That's a powerful question. What's the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else is easier or unnecessary? Getting to that is truly important. Now, that question, I believe, has a sort of a global answer for all of us. You know, what's your one thing? The one thing that if you do that, it's going to make everything else easier or unnecessary. I will make a suggestion to you that I know what yours is, which is pretty presumptuous, but not really. So I wondered quite a while ago, I wondered, what is my one thing? Napoleon Hill calls it my definiteness of purpose. You know, and that's hard to come up with. I mean, when you really start to think about it, you're like, well, I don't know, world peace, or, you know, more love and understanding, or, you know, fabulous wealth. It's, you know, we kind of get into all of those sorts of things. And I got the answer, actually, for me, from Andrew Carnegie. And Andrew Carnegie was, you know, is known, of course, as being the founder of U.S. Steel and a great philanthropist, you know, universities, museums, libraries, you know, had just done so much with the wealth that was created from his activities. He's really quite well known for all of it. But none of that would have been possible if he had not, through a mastermind alliance with other like-minded individuals, created U.S. Steel. U.S. Steel was the vehicle through which everything else was made manifest and possible in this world that we live in. And so what's your U.S. Steel? I asked myself that question and I realized it's top practices. If I work diligently every single day of my working days, not the days when I'm off, but on my working days, to try to do everything I can possibly do to create your success, your mission accomplishment, if I am simply devoted to a life of service to my members inside Top Practices, that that's going to create the company that it will make it possible for me to achieve my personal, my business, my financial, my health, and my fun goals, all through Top Practices, which is my one thing. You know, and sometimes when you sit and you look at these goals, you are going to have spiritual goals. You're going to have family goals, personal goals that are far closer to your heart than having the best possible practice in the Midwest or the country or the Southwest or your town. It just seems sort of crass and not very elevated, but it's incredibly elevated. It's incredibly elevated to take care of that vehicle for which you have worked so hard and sacrificed so much that will allow not only through the mission of making your patients as healthy as they can possibly be and providing far more service for what you are paid in return. When you do that, then everything else, the taking care of the emotional and financial stability and security of your loved ones, everything else is made possible through that. So I'll submit to you, that's your one thing. Now, take that, do with it what you will, but without your vehicle, without your practice, then everything else becomes incredibly difficult. And most people really don't quite ever sit down and think about that or understand it. Now, of course, that question, what is the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else is easier, unnecessary, can also be used at lower levels when you're inside some of your other goals. You know, what's the one thing I really got to focus on to get this goal? Not all the million things I could do, but the thing that matters, or the three things in order that matters. So the Top Practices goal worksheets are divided into these categories, which I created because I couldn't come up with anything else, and I've never been able to make it better. There's your personal goals, your business goals, your financial goals, your health goals, and your fun goals. And the Top Practices worksheets are set up so that you can work backwards from your lifetime goal to your 3-year goal to the current time and your 12-week period goals. And you've got to be able to draw a straight line from your lifetime goal all the way back to those categories. Gary Keller, again, in The One Thing, talks about goal setting to the now. What do I have to do in 20 years to be able to do this? Where do I have to be in 10 years? Where do I have to be in 5 years? Where do I have to be in 1 year? Where do I have to be in 6 months? Where do I have to be in 3 months? Where do I have to be in 1 month? Where do I have to be this week? Where do I have to be today? Setting goals to the now can really help you get that focus and get you going there. I really recommend that you read Gary Keller's The One Thing. But you got to do these goals in all these important areas of your life because you have to discover your purpose. You know, what is it you truly and deeply care about that gives your life purpose and meaningful? And your one thing, building your practice, is absolutely where that's going to take you with all the rest of it. But remember, that's not your actual deep purpose. You know, having that great practice isn't going to make you happy. Being happy is going to make you happy. And that's a choice that you can make actually now before you've in fact, if you choose to be happy now, like I always say, money doesn't make you happy, but being happy can make you an awful lot of money. So you're going to go ahead and you're going to use these goal worksheets. Now, I don't want you to worry about the 12-week goals at all. That's for the next issue, not next issue, the next module. That's next time. So just don't even bug with those. Don't even think about it. But come back now to your top 10 things that you really wanted to get done. And we're going to start to look at these. And you'll see in the materials that you need to write SMART goals. I didn't make that up, but they're specific, they're measurable, they are attainable, they are time-bound, and they make sense. So it's not, I want to have $1 million in revenue. It's I want to be producing $1 million in revenue with the following profits by this date or more or sooner. Always put or more or sooner with every goal that you write, because that's going to help your mind say, I could accomplish this quicker. So then you go ahead and you write down your lifetime goals. And again, just think about, use the what you've already got written down and start to just spend some time with this. But you go from your lifetime goals, and then you want to say, if I'm going to be at that point, when I retire or whenever that is, where do I have to be 3 years from now? Because we want to put your 3-year vision right on this document. And I always say, use pencil when you do this, or, you know, if you're like me, you would just type it and of course, you know, save it. But you can go back. You will not achieve these goals in the way that you thought you would, in the time frame that you thought you would. Very often you'll do more and you'll do it quicker, but it's always different. Every single goal that I wanted to achieve, and I have hit the vast majority of all of the goals that I have set for myself, including now this health goal, which has been my elusive. Everybody has a sticky wicket. That's my sticky wicket, and it's no longer sticky. So you're not going to achieve them the way you want to. You're going to be adjusting, always adjusting your goals. And now personal goals, what are they? These are the things, people struggle with this, but this is just really, I mean, this can be your spiritual goals. This can be your relationships. This can be, you know, your homes, your college for your kids, whatever it is, you know, that don't fall into the other areas that are personal to you. These are what personal goals are. These matter. Financial goals. And I'm not talking about the business financials. I'm talking about your personal financials here. The business goals have all of the metrics we work on all the time. And those are your goals. You know, that should not be hard. Your financial goals, are related to you personal finances. And personal goals are obviously very personal. And then the last one I want to talk about are fun goals. Everybody skips the fun goals, and that's wrong. The only thing you're going to remember when you're just about ready to pass on from this life is what the fun goals were. You're going to remember the time you went here, the time you did that. Whatever your fun goals are, mine is, one of my big fun goals is to go to all the wine producing regions of the world with Diane and anybody that tags along with us and just have a lovely time seeing this planet that we live on. It just happens to be that if you go where they make wine, it's almost always beautiful places, and we enjoy it. So, you know, we're wine tourists. People often think, you know, what about like something else? And we're like, yeah, I'm sure that works for some people, but we just organize a lot of this around our wine tourism, and we've had a blast with it. And incredible things have happened because of it. So take some time with this. Don't fret over it. Don't stress over it. This is not hard. You're not chiseling this in granite. You're writing this in pencil, and we're going to work on it. And we know when you're done with these, send them to me. I'd love to review them with you. And for the ones that you're comfortable with, sometimes the personal goals are really personal. Sometimes your financial goals are very personal. Even your fun goals can be somewhat personal. So, but your business goals, and some of those goals, you know, you want to make sure you share with your significant other, spouse, whoever that is, because comparing them, like Diane and I did this one time, we compared them and we're like, oh, they aren't congruent. And so we had to kind of talk through, and I guess I'll use the word negotiate, but really discuss, how we came to a better set of goals whenever we work together on that, because, you know, we're like partners and that's just how this works. So, you know, share these with the appropriate people. And you can share with me only what you want to share or all of it. Most people have no trouble sharing all of it, but I'm not worried about that. So whatever it is that you want to share, share. But the trick now is you've got a couple weeks to really think this through, noodle on it, book it some time with yourself, take 3 hours sometime again and do this, utilize the work you've already done, look at all those things that didn't make it, and, you know, all the twos and the threes, and then the twos and the threes, whatever ones are left, and let's look this all over and make some plans, because then we're going to come back next time. We're going to talk about the executable plans, which are the 12-week plans, which is the next book to be thinking about on your horizon is Brian Moran's The 12-Week Year, because it's brilliant. So look, have a great couple of weeks. Keep enjoying your summer, and I will see you all very soon. See you in the next module.